On Monday, Margarita Solorzano, the executive director of the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas, and her staff traveled to Little Rock, where she met with the Arkansas Mexican Council, Andres Chao. There she was given funding to help young Mexicans attain higher educational opportunities via the Instituto de los Mexicanos en el Exterior. It provides becas, grants, via the Institute for Mexicans Abroad program, administered by the University of California at Berkeley.
They work with the Mexican Council, and they administer these monies. So it's giving to different organizations in the United States to promote education among the Latino community.
And how much were you given?
$20,000.
And how will you divide the money?
In this case, we are going to be providing 5 scholarships to Hispanics of Mexican origin who are in college and have a 3.0 GPA or higher.
The scholarships assist exceptional students of Mexican descent wanting to further their education and to have a better future, Solorzano said. Over the years, the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas has provided 190 Latino students across the state with scholarships. The group does not inquire about citizenship status, so undocumented students could be among the recipients. Undocumented students may enroll in Arkansas colleges and universities, but must pay out-of-state tuition. A practice allowing students to pay in-state tuition ended several years ago as part of a federal move to prevent undocumented immigrants from receiving civil benefits. A state measure that would require such students to pay out-of-state tuition is currently being considered in the Arkansas legislature. In any case, all recipients of Hispanic Women's Organizations of Arkansas grants are required to reciprocate.
No, we usually recommend the applicants to be involved in community service. That is an important thing that we are promoting, volunteerism, and it helps us to promote our mission, but also to promote education. When we give the scholarships, we see that the money is not going to impact just one person, but the people around them. And volunteerism is the best way to do that. People see them as role models. They spread the word how they are doing or achieving their education. And also, they have an important impact in the civic life in our communities.
Margarita Solorzano says many recipients, after they graduate, go on to pursue professional careers.
Oh, we have so many, but certainly some people are more active in the community than others. Pretty much all the students receiving our scholarships are remarkable, and they have finished their college degree or associate's degree, and they are working on productive employment. But we have an example of Alejandro Aviles, and he is a very active member of the community. He's a leader, a young leader that we are very proud. Another person, we have Rafael Arcega. He also received a scholarship, and he's completed his bachelor's degree at the University of Arkansas and currently is working in the admissions office at the university. Another person may be Maribel Albarran. She's currently working with Legal Aid of Arkansas. So these are positions that they have the opportunity to assist other people in it. And also, just by their presence, they can attest that progress is possible, that they can achieve their dreams, and also on the road are helping other people.
According to newly released U.S. Census data, Benton and Washington County's Hispanic population has more than doubled over the past decade. 34,000 live in Benton County, with 31,000 residing mostly in northern Washington County. Springdale, where the Hispanic Women's Organization is based, has the largest Hispanic population in Arkansas, numbering nearly 27,000. And according to the Arkansas Mexican Council, it more than 80% of Hispanics here are Mexican. 860 Hispanics attend the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. That's 3.5% of the student population, with 880 enrolled at Northwest Arkansas Community College. 5% of the Little Rock campus is Hispanic. Officials do not track those who are undocumented. But since it was founded in 1999, the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas has been a top advocate for aspiring Hispanic students.
This scholarship or this MBECAS is helping us to fulfill the mission of the organization, which is to advance educational opportunities for Hispanic women and their families, and celebrate and teach others about our cultures and be active participants in the community.
Margarita Solorzano, Executive Director of the Hispanic Women's Organization of Arkansas. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.